Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tatar Jayamudirayet. Nasta Prayeshu Abadeshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Ashloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from the 10th canto, chapter 14,
text
54 and 55. Please repeat. Tasmat Priyatama Swatma. Sarvesham apidehinam tadartam eva sakalam jagade tachcharacharam tasmat priyatama svatma sarvesham apidehinam tadartam eva sakalam jagade tachcharacharam tasmat priyatama svatma sarvesham apidehinam tadartam eva sakalam jagade tachcharacharam Tasmat, therefore, Priyatama, most dear, Swatma, one's own self, Sarvesham, for all, Api, indeed, Dehinam, embodied living beings, Tadartam, for the sake of, it. Eva, certainly, Sakalam, all. Jagat, the created universe. Etat, this. Characharam, with its moving and non-moving entities. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it is his own self that is most dear to every embodied living being, and it is simply for the satisfaction of this self that the whole material creation of moving and non-moving being entities exist. Please repeat. Therefore, it is his own self that is most dear to every embodied living being. And it is simply for the satisfaction of this self, that the whole material creation of moving and non-moving entities exists. The word characharam indicates moving living entities such as animals and non-moving living entities such as trees. Or the word may also refer to moving possessions such as one's family and pets, and non-moving possessions such as one's house and household paraphernalia. Text 55 as well.
Bring the mic closer.
Oh, okay, like that? Krishnam enam avehi tvam. Atmanam akilatmanam. Jagaditaya sopyatra. Dehi vabhati mayaya. So should we all do this as well, or just keep going? Krishnam. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mam, this. Avehi, just try to understand. Tvam, you. Atmanam, the soul. Akilatmanam, of all living entities. Jagat Hitaya, for the benefit of the whole universe. Saha, he, api, certainly, atra, here, dehi, a human being, eva, like, abhati, appears, mayaya, by his internal potency. We'll read the translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. You should know Krishna to be the original soul of all living entities. For the benefit of the whole universe, he has, out of his causeless mercy, appeared as an ordinary human being. He has done this by the strength of his internal potency. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, chapter 20, text 162, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. Prakrit Maharaj asked Sukadev Goswami why Krishna was so beloved by the residents of Vrindavan, who loved him even more than their own offspring or life itself. At that time, Sukadev Goswami replied that everyone's atma or soul is very, very dear, especially to all living entities who have accepted material bodies. However, that atma, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. For this reason, Krishna is very dear to every living entity. Everyone's body is very dear to oneself, and one wants to protect the body by all means, because within the body, the soul is living. Due to the intimate relationship between the soul and the body is important and dear to everyone. Similarly, the soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is very, very dear to all living entities. Unfortunately, the soul forgets his constitutional position and thinks he is only the body, Dehatma Buddhi. Thus, the soul is subjected to the rules and regulations of material nature. When a living entity, by his intelligence, reawakens his attraction for Krishna, he can understand that he is not the body, but part and parcel of Krishna. Thus filled with knowledge, he no longer labors under attachment to the body and everything related to the body. Janasyo mohoyam aham mameti. Material existence, wherein one thinks, I am the body and this belongs to me, is also illusory. One must redirect his attraction to Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 7th Verse states, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janiyatu Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chaya Dahoitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Omagyana timadandasya jana jana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam gena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this purport covers the identity of the person, the soul, as well as the Supreme Soul. Krishna, of course, states in the Bhagavad Gita, Do imo purusha loke sharam aksharam eva cha. There's two types of living entities in this world, the sharam and the aksharam, the fallible and infallible soul. Sharam sarvani bhutani kutashto sharam uchite. And then he says, Uttama purushatvane paramatme ti udaritaha. Yo loko trayam avisha bibharti avyaya ishvaraha. He says, above these two souls is the Supreme Personality, the Paramatma. And the Paramatma, of course, is in everyone's heart. And it also, he also says to Arjuna in that verse, Yo loko trayam avisha, that I am supporting all the planets. Itantarta paramanu chantarastam. In the Brahma Samhita, adyantara cha paramanu chantarasta, Lord Brahma says that the Supreme Soul is in the atom and between the atoms. So Krishna is all-pervading, as we hear in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, mayatatamidam sarvam jagada vyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani maite teshu chapyam. So although he's in Goloka Vrindavan and he's engaging in his eternal pastimes with the gopas and gopis and Mother Yashoda, at the same time, by his inconceivable potency, Shavashit Shaktir Vividhai Vishuyate Svabhavaki Jnana Bala Kriya Cha, by his Shakti, he is also accompanying every living entity, every living soul, in all these trillions and trillions of universes. So achintya guna sort of, he has inconceivable quality that he is simultaneously accompanying every soul as they go through life. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana maranasa stan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. That the living entities have taken birth in this world that Krishna has supplied them, and they're his eternal parts and parcels, and they're struggling very hard due to the uncontrolled mind and the uncontrolled senses. So the modes of material nature are covering the living entity so that he doesn't know really who he is. He thinks he's the body. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna what is the quality of a person, the mode of goodness, sarva-bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyayam ikshate, that the soul, the person who is in the mode of goodness, at least he sees the one within the many. That within all the varieties, there is the one, the soul. The soul is non-different in the tree or the animal or the insect or the reptile and so on. But in the mode of passion, pritak vena tuyajnanam nana bhavam pritak vidam veti sarveshu bhuteshu tadjnanam vidi rajasam. Unfortunately, when the soul becomes covered by the mode of passion, then he judges based on body or the extensions of the body. I'm born in India, therefore I'm Indian. I'm born a Muslim, therefore I'm a Muslim. I'm born in America, therefore I'm an American. I am male, I am female, all these upadis. In this way, the soul goes through life suffering due to the modes of material nature. Rajasastu phalam dukam. In the mode of passion, there's only dukkha, there's only unhappiness. There's no happiness. Therefore, janiyati vashu vairagyam jnanam chaya dahoitukam. This great knowledge is being afforded to us by the Lord. As it's stated here, that he descends himself in person within each universe. We know that Krishna appears once in the day of Lord Brahma here on this planet. And Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanarpayam Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. He comes to dissipate the darkness of adharma and introduce Sanatan Dharma, to understand, first of all, as he tells Arjuna, that, you know, you are the soul. You have to kill all your relatives. Kill your teacher, Dronacharya. Kill your grandfather, Bhishmadev. Kill all your cousins. Kill them all. Because they're not the body, they're the soul. And they're promoting adharma. So, this is the mercy of Lord Krishna. Out of his compassion, he comes, Pritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya. He comes to protect those who are aspiring to be his devotees, or those who are pious enough to become his devotees, to understand not only that I am a soul, because the Maya Aparita Jnani is the impersonalist, they also understand that I am a soul, Aham Brahmasmi. But they're very offensive to the Lord. They say he has no eyes, he's not very, you know, he has no arms, no legs. Mayaya aparita jnana, knowledge stolen by illusion. So no, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejects this impersonalism. Even Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that this path of impersonalism, it is bona fide, Brahmanda, you know, understanding Brahman. But he says, klesho dikataraste sham avyakta sakta cheta sam avyakta hi gatir dukam. Deha vadbir avapyate, that this path of impersonalism, understanding aham brahmasmi, you know, brahma satya jagan mitya, the universe is false. It's not really false. He says this is avyakta sakta avyakta hi gatir dukam, that is a very difficult path for the embodied soul. Rather, you should, as Prahlad Maharaj tells his father, tatsada manyu suravarya dehinam sadasamudvigya didyama sadvrahat hidvatma patam griham andakubam vanam gato yad darim ashuyeta. You should go to the forest of Vrindavan. Here we are in Vrindavan. So Prahlad is telling his father, go to the forest, vanam gato yad daharim ashrayeta, and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Narada Muni also tells Maharaj Prachina Barishat that, you know, this person Puranjana, he is the inhabitant of the body of nine gates, the city of nine gates, the body. And he's trying to enjoy in this garden. The city of nine gates has a garden, that is the heart. And the heart is full of material desires. Icha dvesha sumutena dvandva mohena bharata. The soul was born into the duality of desire and hate. And he has so many desires he's trying to fulfill. It's on and on and on. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. Yet indriya pritya aprinoti. The soul is trying to mad after pleasure of this material body. Unfortunately, there's no pleasure there. So, darim ashrayeta, take shelter of the Lord. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he performed great austerities in the Mahavan forest here. Great austerities to get the mercy and see Lord Vishnu. Of course, he had some material desire, but ultimately, he understood that the whole goal in life is how to develop our love for Krishna, our love for God. Prema Pumartha Mahan, that the goal of the soul is not just emancipation from this pavarga. As it said, dharmasya hi apavargasya nartotaya pakalpate nartasya dharma kantasya kamo labdaya hi smritaha. That the goal of all human activities is apavarga, to become free from defeat, pa and bha, finila, forming at the mouth, hard labor, ultimately defeating, becoming defeated, parabhavas, tava, the bodhijato, and then there is diminishing of the body and death, pa, fa, ba, bha, and ma, mrityu, death. So the soul's purpose, as Dhruva Maharaj has shown us, as Narada Muni is telling Maharaj Prachina Barhishat, is to give up this pursuit of material enjoyment, of material acquisition, as said here, Janasya moho yam aham mameti, pumso striyo maitami bhavametam, you know, becoming attracted to enjoying this material world, thinking oneself the body, and ultimately then purusho prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti sadgunan karanam gunasangosya sadasha joni janmasu. We have to see, as Madhyamadikaris, that the soul, the living entities, are going through millions and millions of births and deaths, thinking himself, Dehina, I am this body, I am this material body. And they're going through so many births and deaths, Yonishu, different species of life. So our business, the business of the devotee, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Naishamati stavadu rukumin gring sprishatanar pananar yadartha, is first of all to take shelter, mahiya sampada rajobi shekam, take shelter and take bath in the dust of those persons who have no material desire. Aniha, mahiya sampada rajobi shekam, niskinchananam navrinita, niskinchana, they have no material desires. They're full of love of God, and take shelter of them. In this way, we can also come to the transcendental platform of understanding our eternal nature as eternal servants of God. That is the abhideya sambandha and then prayojana, tasting the fruit of love of Godhead. So, Krishna is so kind that he even appears in the form of his holy name, Kalikalir Namarupa Krishna Avatar. That Krishna appears in his holy name with all his shaktis, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Nam Nam Akar Bahuna Nija Sharva Shaktis. That in your holy name, all the potencies, Krishna has invested all his potencies in this holy name. So, especially in this age, he's invested so much shakti in this holy name. And so we chant the holy names, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I order you to become God Krishna conscious, and then give it to others. Give it to them. Otherwise, as is stated here, the living soul is going through so many births and deaths, so many yonis, and not realizing, not looking within themselves to find that within themselves there's a super soul. Sarvasichaham Ridishani Vishto, the Lord is within the heart and he's waiting. He's just waiting. When are you going to, you know, come back to me? Krishna has so much compassion, as Prahlad Maharaj has. So much compassion. So chetato vimukha chetasa indriyartam. Mayasukhayam bhavato. Mayasukham baram udvahato vimudan. Prahlad says, my dear Lord Nrsingadev, please don't tempt me with some material benefits. I'm not a businessman, that I'm your servant. I'm your unalloyed servant. I'm your surrendered servant. And now you want to give me a big kingdom more than my father? Hiranyakashipu, he controlled the entire universe. He controlled all the demigods and all the yakshas and all the kinaras and all the charanas, the apsaras, the gandhar. He controlled the entire universe. And here Lord Nrsingadev is saying, oh, I'd like to give you. And Prahlad is saying, no, I'm not a businessman. I'm here, ahaituki pratiyata. I just want to serve you without motive. And constantly. Therefore, he says, the only hankering or lamentation I have is maya sukaya baram udvahato vimudha, that all these living entities in this world, they're bewildered by your maya potency, mama maya dhiraja. They're bewildered. They're being tossed, turned and tossed by the modes of material nature, by the threefold miseries of material existence. They're being forced to suffer so many ways. And then what happens at the time of death? Patanti Naraka Sucha, Krishna tells Arjuna in the 16th chapter, that these persons who have no drop of interest in serving the Lord, but tanti narakesucho, they glide down to the hellish planets. There's so many hellish planets described by Sukadev Goswami. There's different categories. Within each 28 categories, there's so many hundreds of planets where people are punished for sinful activities. For engaging in sinful activities, they're punished in so many ways. Even if you don't cultivate spiritual life, there's a punishment. Even if you're not interested, you're agnostic. So in this age of Kali that we actually find ourselves in, we see that the entire world is overwhelmed by atheism. That they don't know the basic tenets of reality of life. That I am not the body, I'm the eternal soul. That they don't know. They're promoting this propaganda that you're simply molecules and atoms. You're simply this material body. And you have nothing to worry about. The life came from matter. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahura nishvaram. There's no God. We don't see God, doesn't exist. We don't see the soul, doesn't exist. That's what they're teaching in all over the world. The world's being covered by atheism. Krishna condemns this. Asurishu evi yonishu. He says, Tana ham dushatakuran samsarishu naradamam. Shipami ajashum ashubam. Krishna, in a kind of angry way, he says, Shipami ajashum ashubam. I cast them into lower species of life. Asurishu evi yonishu. Into the wombs of dogs and cats and hogs. Asurishu evi yonishu. Into lower species of life, demoniac species, I cast them. Those who very stubbornly are saying there's no God, there's no soul, life comes from molecules. Like Prabhupada said, I'll give you all the chemicals, I'll give you a nice, freshly dead body. Just died, now make it live. They have no clue. But still, they're insisting and persisting and pushing this idea that you are just matter. That's all you are. You just matter. There's no such thing as soul. There's no God. Therefore, they're condemned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita as Asuri Bhavam. Demoniac persons. And therefore, Kalir Doshani De Rajan, we have an ocean of problems here in Kali Yuga. So many problems. And ultimately, Krishna says, Etam Jistam Avastabhya Nastalpa Mulpa Buddhaya Prabhavanti Ugra Kamana Shaya Jagatohitaha. That assuming and embracing this kind of atheism, they engage in unbeneficial works meant to destroy their own civilization. And in the purport there, Srila Prabhupada says that now they're building and they're very proud of their atomic bomb. And one day they may use this bomb and destroy their civilization. So it is very important for us to implement this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to spread it. It's very simple in the age of Kali. Yagyai sankirtane prayir yajantihi shumedasha. That the Lord has come as a devotee. In Dwapara Yuga, we know Krishna was around here killing demons every day. Putana, Trinavarta, Agasura, Aristasura. He was killing demons. And Lord Balaram, he was also killing demons. Pralambasura, then he killed Rukmi, Krishna's brother-in-law. And he killed Romaharshan Suta, who was a little puffed up like that. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Nityananda is so merciful, he's Lord Balaram, but even someone hits him in the head, Madai, strikes him in the head, he says, I beg you to chant Hare Krishna, that's all I'm asking. Simply chant these holy names of the Lord, and you will attain full perfection of life. Primanjana Churita Bhakti Valochanina Sadasa Deva Ridiyeshi Lokayanti. Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guru Guna Swarupam. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. That simply by chanting this holy name gradually, Lord Nityananda is so merciful. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. His lotus feet are like millions of moons. He can soothe the entire world, the entire planet can soothe with his lotus feet. He's simply asking everyone, simply chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply chant it under the guidance, Tat Karma Pravartana, under the guidance of the great Acharyas. We must do it under the guidance of the great Acharyas who have appeared here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They've appeared here and they've been empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to practice this bhakti yoga, how to practice Vairagya Vijja Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikartam Eka Purusha Purana, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari, Pambudir Yastra Mahamprabhade, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya is telling Lord Chaitanya, you've come to teach Vairagya, detachment from the material body, detachment from the extensions of the material body. Baro means my society, my country, my friends, my relatives, my body, my mind, like this. Vairagya, vidya, knowledge to know myself separate from the body, and my eternal position, my swarup, is an eternal servant of the Lord. So Nityananda is the Adi Guru, and he's giving this very, very simple process. You know, simply associate nicely with devotees, right? exchanging of gifts, inquiring submissively and confidence, exchanging of prasadam. How's that go? Priti lakshanam didati pratibhinati. Like this, these exchanges of devotion and avoiding the non-devotees means when Rupa Goswami says avoid the non-devotees, it simultaneously means accepting association of the devotees. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, asat sangatyage vaishnavachar. One should associate with those devotees who have no desire to enjoy this material world, gross or subtle. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati speaks about this in the pastime where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're cleansing the Gudincha temple. And this temple represents our heart. And if you want the Lord to sit in your heart, Jagannath has to come to the Gudincha temple. There is extreme cleaning process going on. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. So we want to avoid the subtle principles of material enjoyment. Pratishta. I want some respect. I want some high position in the association of devotees. Pratishta, puja. I want to be worshipped by other devotees. Like this. Kutinati. I feel envious to some devotees. You know, kutinati, fault finding. This is Kanishta. Consciousness, Kanishta mentality, neophyte mentality, where we don't see that within this devotee's heart or all hearts, the Supreme Lord is there. So we offer obeisances to the Lord within the heart of all the devotees. So we try to avoid these offenses to the holy name within our minds to blaspheme devotees of the Lord who dedicated their lives to the propagation of the holy name of the Lord. Like this, these are all offenses we have to avoid. So purity of heart is very important to try to avoid the offenses or the enemies of devotional service. Atyahara prayashas cha prajalpaniyamagraha janasangas chaloliyam cha sadbir bhakti pranashyati. Over-collecting, over-eating. I should have this. This devotee has this. I should have it as well. Prajalpa. Speaking mundane topics. mundane things, gossiping, gramya kata. Yeah, this is dust on the mind, dust on the heart. And Bhaktisiddhanta is saying you have to clean away the dust, clean away the weeds within the heart. Sometimes we're chanting Hare Krishna and we're watering the weeds. We're watering the weeds instead of the bhakti lata, instead of the creeper of devotional service, we're watering the weeds. So we have to be very discerning. Prabhupada said even on the royal road, sometimes there may be an accident. You know, and Maya is very, very, very strong, as we know. So you have to be careful when while chanting, not to water the weeds, but to water the bhakti lata bij. And gradually, in our sadhana bhakti, there is Vedi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. So the second stage, we're aspiring to become more spontaneous in devotional service. We're not forcing ourselves to chant, but there's ruchi, there's nishta and ruchi. We become fixed in chanting the holy names, and we derive pleasure in chanting the names, in discussing the Lord's pastimes and activities with each other. This is the stage coming to more ruchi stage, more taste for discussing the glorious pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. We like to hear, we want to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam every day, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, like this. This is our maturity in devotional service that's described by Rupa Goswami, father of devotional service. So coming to that, then, Mamchayo Vyabhicharana Bhakti Yogena Sevate. That is bhakti. Bhakti means pure bhakti. When one enters into the house of bhakti, there's no more anartas within the heart. There's no more contamination of the modes of material nature. Sagunam samatityaitam brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Pure devotional service, very rarely achieved. But that's what we want. Lola shamai. We have the greed for this and eagerness. Therefore, utsahan nischayad dharma. How's it go? Utsahan nischayad daryat. Tat tat karma pravartanat. Sangataga satovrite sadbir bhaktir vinashiti. So enthusiasm, patience, and confidence. Confidence, determination, like that. And enthusiasm, like this morning, everyone's enthusiastic to come to see the Lord at 4 a.m. in the morning, enthusiastic to dance and chant in ecstasy. Prabhupada said, when the hands go up, there's clapping, the legs are moving. He says that is a taste of prema. You're tasting some love for the holy name, for Krishna. And we don't want to take a break. Keep it going 24/7, right? That's our goal, 24/7. And then the devotee, by his chanting, Rupa Goswami says his heart becomes very soft. Very, very soft. Unlike the yogis. The yogi's heart is very clean like a diamond, but it's hard. But the devotee's heart, says, is like warm ghee. And so, out of compassion, so chetato vimukatasa chetasa indriyartam, the devotee wants to distribute the holy name to all the souls, all the fallen souls. That is his only desire. That is Prahlad's desire. To save the souls and bring them to the lotus feet of the acharyas and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. That is our business and that is our motive, to deliver the souls. And Srila Prabhupada said that this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, this is also Harinam Sankirtan. It's a glorification of the Lord. It is also chanting. So Srila Prabhupada always emphasized, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Constantly, every time I saw Srila Prabhupada only 4 or 5 times, but every time he emphasized this book distribution and preaching. Preaching is a mercy. You're giving mercy. This is real mercy. Yagnartat karmanani achalo. Without performing sacrifice to Krishna and Vishnu, performing the chanting of the holy name, no one can get out of this horrible material existence, this ocean of birth and death, where padam padam yad vipadam, it's full of danger. Although someone looks like Prime Minister of India, or a big industrialist, Mr. Birla, Mr. Dalmia, if they don't have this holy name of the Lord, if they're not following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, you can take it for granted that they're suffering. Even the President of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, he's suffering too, if he doesn't have this mercy, this knowledge, this nectar. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is to cover the entire world with the nectar of the holy name of the Lord. He wants to do this, and we see that slowly but surely this Sankirtan movement is spreading throughout the world. And Srila Prabhupada said there's two evils that we have to destroy. One is the atheistic scientists who are religiously persisting in this atheism and trying to indoctrinate everyone in this atheism. And the second evil, Prabhupada said, was communism. So he wanted this communism to be destroyed. It's destroying the finer qualities in a human being, this communist atheism. So Prabhupada said, these two things we want to destroy. And this the sun of the Sankirtan movement is gradually rising on the sky of the world and dissipating this darkness. And it's our business to be Lord Chaitanya's and Srila Prabhupada's soldiers and take every risk to deliver the souls, and then we'll be safe. Hare Krishna! I don't know what time it is, but it's about time to quit. If there's any comments or questions. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Prabhu.
You were speaking about punishment, and then you spoke about Madai cracking the skull of Nityananda. So essentially, what punishment is there for any individual who performs such grievous acts as attempting to hit the deity or hit Krishna in that way? Do you know what the punishment is for that?
For what someone does to Lord Nityananda or some... Yeah. Well, there's punishment. If one attacks or punishes a saintly person, Fifth Canto describes, he goes to a planet called Suchimukha, where he's like a piece of sugar cane. Everything is squeezed out of him. And there's a picture of it in the Bhagavatam that, you know, the depiction is the police are harassing, just like when I was distributing books in the airports. The cops would always harass us, like crazy, and put us in prison, jail, you know. And so unfortunately, they have to suffer a reaction for tormenting, trying to torture and torment devotees who are trying to spread this movement, or the movement of Lord Chaitanya. There's great punishment in hellish planets. But Haridas Thakur was so advanced that when the constables were beating him in 22 marketplaces, he was constantly praying, please, my dear Lord, please, please, let me take their sinful reaction. Let them go back to Godhead. Let me accept the sinful reaction of beating, you know, of beating me. And please, please, just give them love of God. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, he said, Haridas, I couldn't send my Sudarshan Chakra to kill them because your prayers were so powerful that you were like, you were blocking my anger to kill these constables. So they weren't able to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't able to, you know, destroy these rascals. So the devotee of the Lord Tate nukampam shushamikshamano. He accepts all obstacles, all kinds of, you know, adverse situations and so on as a reaction to his previous sinful activities. And he simply depends on the mercy of the Lord. In this way, he becomes the rightful owner and eligible for the Lord's mercy and the Lord's mercy from his lotus feet. So we don't retaliate. We simply pray to Lord Nrisimhadev if we're in danger. But definitely the people who torment or attack the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, attacks Dharma, they will have to suffer in so many ways, unfortunately. So we have to sympathize with them also. Feel sorry for them. Yes, remember.
Prabhu, you were speaking about Krishna was asking Arjuna to go kill them, Bhishma and then kill them. So you are not telling the soul you are in the body. So who is performing that?
Well, the soul is animating the body, right? It's the driving force. But when the consciousness travels through karmatmakam yena sharira bandha, right? That karmatmakam, it becomes colored. Like you have white light, which is broken into a spectrum of different colors. So there's 81 types of, you know, the modes of the combination of the modes, three cubed, and then three cubed is 81. So there's different combinations of the modes influencing pure consciousness. So the mind becomes influenced, but as the soul is the first mover, the soul is the causal principle of the activities of the body. Adishtanam tatakartam karanam tapritam. There's five factors of action described by Krishna. Of course, the ultimate element of causality is Daivam, or the Supreme Lord. Not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. But the Lord is, you know, supplying whatever we desire. You know, man is the architect of his own destiny. So to speak, you're desiring and Krishna's fulfilling. It says in the Yushupanishad that he's fulfilling the desires of all living entities since time immemorial. Stated in the Yushupanishad like that. So the consciousness is the first mover. And the super soul is supplying. But then here's your karma, right? Karmana, daivanechana. Based on your karma, you take this birth or that birth. You go into a womb or into an egg or into a seed. Your soul keeps traveling around throughout this material universe. But the first move is, the soul is the first move, the driving force. Without the presence of the soul, there's no action whatsoever. Nothing. The Lord is supplying these senses, basically. That's described in the second canto, citing, according to the Lord's prayers, Lord Brahma is explaining the breakdown of the material elements, the senses, and so on. Very technical. Hare Krishna. Is that okay? Adishtanam tatakartam karnam chapritak vidam vividam chapritak chestam daivam chayvatra panchamam. Five factors of action. The place and time. The senses, the instruments of action. And then chestam, the endeavor. And then place and time, senses, the instruments, the attempts, the instruments of action, the senses, and cheshta means the endeavor, and then daiva means God Himself, the Supreme Lord. So those are the five factors of action. So the soul, Purusha Prakriti Stoti, the soul is going through the material elements, trying to enjoy different forms of life, basically. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.